This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.
Welcome to Force of Light Entertainment. I'm your host, Michelle, and with me, as always, is my co-host, my sister, Natalie the Red.
Natalie the Red.
We're still working on what my name is going to be.
We got some good suggestions.
We did get some good suggestions. We're still working on it, though, so continue to give us your suggestions below. Well, this is one of our, for those of you new subscribers, we do 3 to 4 podcast episodes a month, and they're always on Sunday, typically, our podcast episodes. So this is one of our podcast episodes, and for those of you listening by podcast, we've done several YouTube-exclusive videos this week, so definitely check those out as well. Well, before we get started, go ahead, if you are new, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Also, turn on the notification bell and give the video a thumbs up, except for you who definitely has the notification bell on and you've already given the video a
because
thumbs down.
I'm like, whoever you are, you haven't even gotten like 2 minutes in. You've already thumbs down it. Have an open mind. You might like the video.
I mean, we're just genuinely impressed by your devotion.
Truly. Our hats are off.
So thanks for giving us a view every time, but moving on. Well, today we are going to be discussing, we decided, in fact, today's the last day this movie is on Netflix. I'm sure it'll be picked up by one of the other streaming services. That's kind of how it seems to go. It goes off Netflix, goes on Amazon Prime. Yeah, it's kind of how it goes. But we are going to be discussing the 2011 movie Haywire, starring no other than Gina Carano. And this is Natalie's first time watching this.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I've seen it, so that's why we didn't call it a first watch. Well, we could have technically, because it's Natalie's first watch.
It was Natalie the Red's first
watch. Yes, it was her first watch. But we are going to be discussing that because hashtag we love Gina Carano.
Yes,
so we thought now is a good time for us to, for Natalie to see this movie and for us to discuss Haywire. And from the comments and Twitter, it seems like a lot of you really, really like this movie. So definitely join the conversation and let's talk some Haywire. Okay. Well, this movie came out in 2011. I actually did not even know of this movie, did not watch this movie until I would say probably like around March of last year. It was after The Mandalorian was fully out and I'd probably already watched it like 3 times. And so I was just kind of looking, and of course, Gina being in as Cara Dune at the time, Disney. But anyways, with her being in, and it just made me curious. People seemed to like it. It was suggested and like, what's the best thing to watch on Netflix? So I was like, okay, yeah. I'll give Haywire a try because I know it's not necessarily Natalie's genre, but I grew up like loving James Bond. I love the spy genre, kind of that type of action kind of movie. That's more my type of action, more than say like an Expendables or that type. I really prefer the spy, kind of the sophisticated, that type of action. So we'll move into our initial thoughts of the movie. When I first saw it, I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed kind of how different, kind of artistic it was of an approach, and really enjoyed the movie. So Natalie, what do you think? Because where I grew up loving the spy genre, Natalie, you've never been a huge fan of action or spy drama.
True.
Genre.
So the way I put this is, you have to think, guys, like if you were watching a romantic comedy, which ironically, I'm not even the biggest romantic comedy fan. But if you were like giving that a chance, so that's kind of like me giving a spy action a chance. But that being said, I did find it very well done. I enjoyed watching it. And so this is basically, I guess, kind of a Jason Bourne, but like a female version is kind of the way it seems like. And I think the fighting is like incredible in this, being that they didn't need stunts, that everybody did their own work, from what I read. So that's very cool. I mean, we know Gina can fight.
Yeah, we do. We didn't know the others could, though. So, but yeah, so it was a fun movie. I mean, you appreciated it at least.
Yes, I appreciate it. You know, it almost, and maybe it's classified as this. Like I said, I don't really know that much about it, but it's almost like you don't really see a lot of action indie films, and this almost had the feeling of an indie film in the action genre.
Well, and the director, Steven Soderbergh, I think he came from that originally. And, you know, something that I really want to point out in this is this movie, and of course this would have been, you know, let's inflation now at this point, but when this came out in 2011, the budget that I see is $25 million. And that's with a very stacked cast.
Yes.
So it tells me that if you have someone who can write a good story and you get some good quality actors, and you really wouldn't have to get the names that are in this movie, you can make really good movies for not near the inflated budgets we see today.
Absolutely.
And I'm just kind of hoping with like Gina's new project, and I hope more follow her path. You know, as she's been a trailblazer and was a trailblazer in fighting and even in this movie, you know, I hope she what word am I looking there? Blazes a trail. There we go. Could speak for a second. That she blazes a trail for more people to get back to like good storytelling, and maybe they're not as high budget, but they're just, it's a good story. And
yeah, and I think that's what indie films often do really well. And
yeah,
but I think what we're saying too is maybe some alternative forms of
media
entertainment.
Yeah,
and I think we could be heading in that direction and have more options. You know, so I think that's just nothing but a good thing.
Yes. Oh, definitely, totally a good thing. But this movie, speaking of its cast, I mean, of course, Gina Carano is the lead actress, the lead character is Mallory. But then you also have Channing Tatum, which this was kind of at his peak in 2011. So you got Channing Tatum.
Like we were watching, I'm like, is that Channing Tatum?
Yeah. And then you got Michael Fassbender, Ewan McGregor, Obi-Wan himself, Antonio Banderas, Zorro himself.
Yes.
Michael Douglas.
Gosh,
and
we watched that a lot growing up.
We did. And Bill Paxton. And Natalie, would you like to quote Bill Paxton from Aliens?
Game over, man!
We, of course, just watched Aliens for the first time. And
one of my favorite lines of the movie.
And Bill Paxton was pretty funny.
He was pretty torn up throughout.
He was.
Which, understandable.
Yeah, yeah, I think I'd be torn up too in that case. But yeah, fantastic cast and just really good movie, I think, especially for the budget. And of course, this was Gina's first time acting. He had like picked her, called her, and she was just kind of thrown into the acting world. And the only drawback, the only negative that I will say of this movie is that, and in fact, the first time I watched this movie, I didn't even realize it.
Because you didn't know enough to know.
I hadn't listened to her in interviews. Yeah. I'd only heard her as Cara Dune, you know, just in her roles in that one, those few episodes, four episodes of the first season. Three episodes, I believe. Yeah. Yeah. She's just in three episodes of the first season. So I wasn't aware of her voice enough that it wasn't until later I was watching her in an interview. I think maybe around September or so that I realized that like they dubbed over her voice and it's someone else speaking.
Yeah.
And like it really, the second time I still really enjoy the movie, but I would look over at Natalie from time to time and
it's
say,
like, that does not sound like her.
I was like, man, like that voice, like that's just not her. Like it was really bothering me this time watching it because I, you know, I've heard her speak a lot more and, you know, I've listened to her in an interview recently. So it was very fresh in my mind.
And in my humble opinion, she has a nice voice.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, and the thing is, too, the thing that I told Michelle watching it, since she told me this as we started the movie, and then I quickly picked up, like, because once you're told and you do know what her voice sounds like, you're like, oh, yeah, that's not her.
Yes, it's not Gina.
That's not her. But, you know, it's like not only the physical acting, but the facial acting and stuff, and for them to be able to match her words that well, it's like, why not just let her say the lines?
And I told Natalie.
I think my feelings would have been so hurt as an actress.
Definitely.
And at the end of the movie, they're like, oh yeah, we totally had somebody dub over all your vocals. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know, that's kind of hurtful.
I told Natalie, I mean, what a prophetic foreshadowing of like Gina's Hollywood career.
To
like,
be silent.
Well, no, get
her
this.
Voice.
You can look pretty. You can do action. but do not speak. Like, yeah. We're not going to give you a voice here. And it's right. Just like, obviously that wasn't what they meant to do, but it's interesting looking back
in
retrospect.
The parallels in life sometimes you'll find.
Yeah, just like literally her voice was taken, and that's kind of what, why where we are now. But right. So that was just kind of interesting looking at that. But yeah, this movie, you know, it's kind of a classic. The person, she's trying to get out, I guess, of the kind of spy type world, these jobs she's done, situation. And she's kind of going to retire, I guess. And
they just want to take her out.
Yeah, like Obi-Wan, Ewan McGregor. Yeah, he basically stabs her in the back and hires someone to kill her. And then she, it's kind of a revenge thing.
She's 10 steps ahead.
Yeah, so she begins to take them out one by one. And that is pretty much the plot of this movie. And
she looks hot while doing so, man.
She does. Yes, yes. Gina was, as you know, we are not shy of voicing our opinions, whether male or female.
Yes.
You know, it's like art, guys.
It's
beauty.
We love beauty.
And yeah, Gina was looking very sexy in this movie, so.
As she was kicking butt.
So hats off to Gina in this movie. Yes. But yeah, I really enjoy I told Natalie as we're watching it, something, and I guess maybe that's more his kind of style, kind of even think of the music and say Ocean's 11 and stuff, kind of that jazz, old school spy type of music that plays throughout it. It really, the movie feels like a 60s spy movie. Like it has that vibe.
In some ways, yeah. But then something that I liked, do you notice during the fight scenes they play no music?
Yes, yes.
Which isn't typical, but no. It's like it's almost like we know the fighting is so yes. good. Like let's make it as gritty and real as possible and cut the music.
Yeah,
so I thought that was a really cool choice.
And that's what I was gonna get into, because some of you guys, even in the comments when we told you we were gonna be discussing this, mentioned like some of the best fight scenes you had seen.
I get it now.
Yeah, and I was going to say that because I think I've expressed this on other episodes. I don't like big CGI fake fighting. It just
yeah.
doesn't do anything for me. It kind of gets old and annoying fast.
Doesn't,
don't like
doesn't
it.
Get her going. Okay.
It doesn't excite me. But what I do appreciate is good like hand-to-hand combat. Like that's
yeah.
why I love like the Marvel Daredevil show. I thought it had good combat and stuff like that. Hand-to-hand combat. So these fight scenes really are, like, fantastic.
Truly.
I mean, truly amazing. And I, as you said, it is so nice that, like, they don't play music. And that
yeah.
really, it's like.
They just let it shine. It doesn't need music.
No.
Like, they just let it shine all on its own. Like, this is real. This is gritty. Just, like, sort of hand-to-hand. And especially that scene, and if you guys have seen it, you know what I'm talking about, in the hotel room.
Yeah, okay. So
I was going to say. Just amazing. And almost to the point Michelle said when we were watching it, I'm like, that's so true. She said, it looks like that hurt. And I'm like, I don't know how they didn't kind of get hurt during filming this. You
I
know?
Mean, it's like, man, he got hit in the head.
Yeah.
She got slammed into a TV.
Right.
Like, it was aggressive. And, well, I was going to say too, Natalie, I feel like you just gave the answer. Do you have a favorite fight scene in this movie?
That hands down.
Oh, hands down. That's
yeah.
my favorite too. Like that scene is fantastic because there's already this anticipation of she knows
yeah.
like he's basically like, well, he killed that one guy that I think she rescued, and she knows what's up.
Right.
But she walks in the door and just bam, he
just
slams her in the head.
Like the door shuts. Basically,
yes.
It's like it's on.
Yeah, it's on, and it truly is on. And I mean, the again, no music. That fight scene is one of the best fight scenes I think I've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah.
Like, it's truly fantastic.
And the fact that it was a man and a woman
yes.
going at it, I mean, makes it even more special.
Oh my gosh. Like, it is just that whole scene, and I'm going to say, I listened to Gina this morning before we did this. I listened to her say this herself, and I think it sums up how we feel. So I'll let her speak for it. She said it was kind of it was kind of a romantic, crazy fight scene. And there was something a little...
That's interesting because when we were watching it, Michelle said, I hope you don't mind me saying this word, but you said there's something kind of sexual about this.
There is.
There indeed was. So that makes sense.
And, I mean, the scene is just... And, you know, Michael Fassbender, I was shocked that, like, he does all his stunts in the scene. And so it's literally just him and her slamming each other into walls and over into beds. And like, I mean,
and when she gets her legs like up around his throat, I mean, this is like amazing stuff.
It really is. Like, you could just like rewind that scene and watch it a few times. I mean, it is a fantastic fight scene. And I think what we can say too, as especially, you know, two females, is as much as we love a good girl power moment in a scene, we like it to be earned. We like it to be real seeming. And one of the negatives is so often they try to do these action movies with females and it's not believable. Like, it's like this little, and I think my favorite trope in this is they'll have this woman and she can kick all these big men's butts. But then, like, another 120-pound woman comes, and she can't, she struggles with them. And
it's like, oh, this is so hard.
And it's like, you could take out the 250-pound
muscular man easily.
But you're struggling with the woman. And it's like, we've seen that so many times that it's so refreshing to watch these scenes where whether it's Channing Tatum or Ewan McGregor or Michael Fassbender, like, you believe it. Like, you believe she can kick their butt.
Oh, totally.
Like, and I mean, that's what's, like, so fantastic about this movie is it's just more realistic.
And even, you mentioned Channing Tatum, even that scene from the very beginning of the movie.
Yes.
Like, awesome.
Yes, it was fantastic.
It's like, you just can tell immediately, like, I told Michelle, there are points, even sometimes when she's not directly fighting her movements, it's like, you can tell she kind of just recently came from being in the ring.
Yes, it was just her.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, that's what she knows, and it's like that her movements are so natural to just like, of a skilled fighter.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, all the fight scenes in this movie are just fantastic. But yeah, the bedroom scene takes on a whole new meaning in this movie. We love the bedroom scene, but not in the way you would normally think.
Well, you might think.
Yeah, I mean, just fantastic. And then, of course, she's on the run and is able to begin to hunt them down. And it is kind of sad, I guess, Channing Tatum didn't realize that, you know, what was up. And he, of course, gets, you know, spoiler alert, obviously this is a spoiler review. Movie's been out for a while.
10 years to be exact.
Yeah, it's been a time. You've had some time to watch it.
Right.
But of course, he ends up dying. But he was kind of one of the good ones in this situation. And
yeah, we realized, like, because I thought he was kind of a bad guy at first.
Yes.
And then you realize, like, oh, he wasn't a bad guy. And in fact, they'd kind of been in a relationship.
Yeah, so she takes out... And I actually enjoy the way she takes out Antonio Banderas. Like, he's like, basically like, oh crap, but then they cut. So you know what happened, but they don't really show it. And I actually, it really worked for me in that one scene.
And that's kind of a classic end of an indie movie. Like, something just kind of boom, you're like, oh, it's over, you know, but kind
of. Well, no, I'm talking about Antonio Banderas.
Oh.
I
thought when the movie ends and she jumps down and she's in his house.
Oh, that is the... Is that the end of the...
That's
the end. Is the end of the movie when she's with Obi-Wan? When she's with Ewan McGregor? Why is my brain not working today?
Yeah, no, when she's with Antonio at the very... That's the end, and it, like, fade to black.
Okay. Well, that... I mean, I really enjoyed... That worked for me. And then, of course, you have her being able to... The whole scene in the house was really good.
Yes.
With Bill Paxton, of course, as her dad. That was a great scene. And then you also get, finally, her tracking down good old Obi-Wan, good old Ewan McGregor. And she, like, literally, I love how she just out of nowhere comes like, boom, like she's on him.
Let's just say she had the high ground.
Don't do it, Anakin. Like, she definitely had the high ground.
In this scenario.
In this scenario. And I actually enjoyed, I was watching an interview. And she does, like, in this fight scene, I guess, have her cornrows, which they took from her fighting days.
Yeah,
so they just
liked that.
They gave it back to her. So that was kind of a fun little nod. But that was a good scene. Of course, she kind of leaves him to maybe be washed away with the water.
Left him in a bit of a predicament.
He was in a predicament. We don't know if he got out of it or not.
We'll never know.
We won't. But yeah, so, and then as you said, it does kind of end with her having kind of got her revenge on all these people that had kind of, for better, lack of better words, kind of screwed her over. So, yeah, I really, any kind of thing else, Natalie, as far as this movie?
The thing I would say, a very unique action movie.
Yes.
Like, I can't stress that enough. And while I think there's certainly a crowd of females that would appreciate and enjoy it, I'm just going to say, if you're a guy and you have not seen this movie, watch it. Check
yes.
it out.
And, you know,
10 out of 10 recommend.
You know, as of this day, I think you have until the end of the day to watch it on Netflix. But then I'm sure, like we said, like all things, they'll take it off Netflix
yeah.
and then Amazon or one of them will buy it up. Like, that's just kind of how that will work. It will get passed on to another streaming service in time. But you always can always rent things or buy things pretty cheap these days, it seems. But yeah, I mean, I just really enjoyed this movie. I've now seen it twice. And again, some of the action, none of it's wasted. It's
no.
all... It's
None
all
of it's
just
cheesy.
No, not at all. Like, and again, for a female, it's just so believable.
Yeah.
To have, you know, to have someone who like could really beat up all these guys. So I just loved it. The fight scenes are incredible. Classic, just kind of spy, kind of revenge story.
Yes.
That I really enjoy. I've always enjoyed spy stuff, whether it be Bond, Mission Impossible, Jason Bourne. I enjoy that type. So if you like that type, it's a good movie.
And just from a technical point of view, just very well done movie, especially considering, like Michelle said, they didn't have the biggest budget, but lighting, camera work, on point.
Yeah, everything. Just fantastic. Okay, last thing about that fight scene. It does really...
We can't get over it.
It does really amplify that she's in a straight-up dress.
Yes.
Like, it's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, that's true. And pantyhose.
Like, what girl kicks a guy's absolute butt and then kills him in a dress and pantyhose? I mean that fight scene alone
and
is worth...
And you do see, realistically, as we all know, those of us that wear pantyhose at times...
they're a little restrictive.
there is a rip in it. And it's like, it wouldn't have been realistic if there hadn't been after the fighting they'd been doing.
Yeah, definitely not. But yeah, I really enjoy this movie, really like it, and, you know, if you guys haven't seen it, definitely recommend it, and
That's this week's recommendation for you guys.
Yeah, it is, but, you know, let us know, for those of you watching by YouTube, let us know in the comments, have you watched this movie, what's your favorite fight scene, what did you guys think of this movie, and, you know, like we said, would you want more types of these movies, because...
Yeah.
I just think with that budget, and again, that's a budget with these actors, you can begin, I really hope there are new lanes paved, that she does kind of blaze a new trail, a new path, for more movies like this. That
right.
It's just classic storytelling, it's not over the top, it depends on, like, it's very real, it's really grounded, and I really appreciate that. And I just think people are hungry for things that aren't political, aren't pushing narratives,
yes.
that are just good stories. And I think there's a market for that. And I think more and more there's going to be a market for those types of movies moving forward. So I really hope, and not that her movie has to be like this. We're just saying this is, you know, even in the action genre, you can make something fairly low budget that's really of quality.
Which I think is what I appreciated about this movie the most, is it is kind of a different action type movie, but
yes.
the action in it is incredible.
I mean, it truly does feel like an indie action film.
It really, I think that's what it is.
It's what it feels like,
yeah.
and it's really, it's just unique.
It is.
And so I can't...
A hidden gem, if you will. I mean, I know it's not hidden to a lot of people, but...
Well, that's actually how I found it, is it was like best movies to watch, and it literally qualified it as like this is kind of a hidden gem. Like it's you know, they kind of said that. So definitely check it out. If not, purchase it. If you like Gina Carano, if you like action spy movies, we recommend.
If you like hot girls fighting.
Yeah, we recommend Haywire. So Natalie, any closing thoughts? Or I think I already gave you closing thoughts.
Yeah, I think we've covered it.
Yeah, I think we've covered it all. So leave your thoughts below. Again, don't forget to subscribe, hit the notification bell, and give the video a thumbs up. But as we said before, # we love Gina Carano.
Yes,
so,
we do.
So we enjoy this movie and looking forward to what she does in the future, and we believe it is a bright future. So that is it for this episode of Force of Light Entertainment. And you can find us at, you know, all place podcasts are, but also you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Force of Light Entertainment. I am Michelle34Smith on Instagram. Natalie, where can they find you?
And I'm Natalie R. Grace on Twitter and NatLovesBella07 on Instagram.
Yeah, so definitely look us up there. But as always, remember to be a force of light. All right, see you guys.
Bye, guys.